So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Reb Eliezer Omer. Arba esrei sudas chayav adam lechel besukah achas b'yoyim v'achas b'layla. Acham eimrim ein ladaber kitzvah. Chutz melei liyam tavarishon shal chag bulvad. Reb Eliezer says, a person must eat 14 meals in the sukkah, one during the day and one during the night of each of the 7 days of sukkahs. The Chum said, there's no fixed number. You only have to eat in the sukkah the first night. The Gemara explains the reasoning of Reb Eliezer and the Chacham. Reb Eliezer says, we must eat 14 meals in the sukkah because of teshuv ke'ein tidur. You shall dwell in the sukkah in the same manner as you live in your house. Just as in the home, one generally eats 2 meals a day, so during the sukkah, you must eat 2 meals each of the 7 days. The Chum say that kedira, like your home, means madira, iboy achal, iboy loy achal, av sukkah nami, iboy achal, iboy loy achal. Just like in your home, you eat when you want to, so too in the sukkah, you eat when you want to, there is no minimum requirement. However, the first night is an exception, based on Gzeirah Shavah. The pasuk regarding sukkah says, b'chamisha asur yem l'chedesh ha-shvi hazeh chag ha-sukkahs. The pasuk regarding Pesach says, b'chamisha asur yem l'chedesh hazeh chag ha-matzahs. Nemar kan chamisha asur v'nemar chamisha asur b'chag ha-matzahs. The words chamisha asur are found in both pesukim to teach. Ma'alahalon laila rishon chayva mikam ve'elech rishus avkan laila rishon chayva mikam ve'elech rishus. Just as eating matzah is obligatory on the first night, based on be'erev toichlu matzahs, and optional the rest of Pesach, so too eating in the sukkah is obligatory on the first night, and optional the rest of the sukkahs. The Mishnah continues. V'oid amir b'liyazer. Mishlei ochel leile yem teva rishayn, yashlem leile yem teva achren shalchag, acham mayrim, in le double teshlumen, v'alzeh nemer ma'uvis lo yochel liskin v'chasorin lo yochel imanis. Eliezer also said that someone who did not eat in the sukkah the first night of Yom Tov can make it up by eating in the sukkah on the last night of Yom Tov. The Chum say it cannot be made up. And regarding such a missed opportunity, the pasuk says a twisted thing cannot be made straight, and something that is missing cannot be numbered. The Gemara asks that Reb Eliezer's second ruling contradicts his first ruling, that 14 meals must be eaten in the sukkah. How can a missed meal be made up on Shmini Atzeres when he doesn't eat in the sukkah? Therefore, the Gemara concludes, Chazza by Reb Eliezer. Reb Eliezer retracted his opinion about eating 14 meals in the sukkah and agrees with the Chacham that only one meal on the first night is obligatory. However, they disagree in that Reb Eliezer holds that this one meal, if missed, can be made up on Shmini Atzeres, while the Chacham hold it cannot be made up. The Gemara explains that, according to Reb Eliezer, to compensate for that missed meal, he should eat mini targima, various types of delicacies, after his regular Yom Tov meal on Shmini Atzeres. Otherwise, it won't appear to be a makeup meal. It will just be the regular Yom Tov meal he would need to eat anyway. The Brisa continues with 2 questions from the person who is in charge of King Agrippus' affairs. He generally only eats 1 meal per day. Therefore, he asked if he has fulfilled his sukkah obligation by only eating 1 meal a day. Eliezer told him that during the year, Ata mamshach kama par parois l'chavod atzmacha. You whet your appetite with all types of delicacies for your own honor. Now during sukkah you can't do the same for the honor of your creator? His second question was regarding his 2 wives in 2 different cities, and he had a sukkah in each city. Is he allowed to go from one sukkah to the other and still fulfill the mitzvah? The Gemara cites a braisa with another machlekes between Reb Eliezer and the Chacham. Tanya, Reb Eliezer Omer, Ein yoytze misukkah l'sukkah, ve'ein oysen sukkah b'chol l'shemoyed. Reb Eliezer says that one cannot use 2 sukkahs on Yom Tov. Also, if one did not make a sukkah before Yom Tov, he cannot build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. Both rulings derive from the pasuk Chag HaSukkos Taslach HaShivas Yom, which Reb Eliezer interprets to mean, Asei sukkah harui l'shiva. You must have 1 sukkah for all 7 days. V'cham ha'imrim, yaitzim sukkah l'sukkah, v'aitzim sukkah b'chol l'shamoed. Chum say that one may use 2 sukkahs on Yom Tov, and if one did not make a sukkah before Yom Tov, he may build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. The Chum interpreted that pasuk to mean, Asei sukkah b'chag. You can make a sukkah even in the middle of Yom Tov. B'shaven shim naflo shechayzer avayna b'chol l'shamayit. They agree that if the sukkah fell down during Yom Tov, it may be rebuilt Chol HaMoed because it's not considered a different sukkah, but the same sukkah. The Gemara continues with another braisa. Reb Eliezer and the Chacham agree, Ein adam yoytzei ide chevasa b'yom tov harishon b'lulavei shel chaver. A person cannot fulfill the mitzvah of taking the lulav on the first day of Yom Tov with someone else's lulav because the pasuk says, L'kachtem l'chem b'yem harishon pre-eitz hadar, kapis tamarim. You shall take for yourselves, and that means mishel l'chem, from that which belongs to you. However, regarding someone else's sukkah, there is a machlekes. Rabbi Eliezer holds, Ein odem yetzidei chavasa b'sukkasa shel chaver. One cannot use someone else's sukkah because when the pasuk says chaga sukkas tas lecha, the yamda of sukkas you shall make for yourself, it means mishalcha, from that which is yours. The Chum disagree, because another verse says, Kol ezrach b'Yisrael yeshu b'sukkas. All the natives of Israel shall live in sukkas. And since the word basukkas is written as if in the singular, it teaches that Kol Yisrael ru'uyim leishu b'sukkah achas. All of Israel are fit to sit in one sukkah. According to Rashi, this means each Jew can use the same sukkah, one after another, even though it's not theirs. According to the Chachamim, the word l'cha teaches l'mu'ute gizula. A stolen sukkah is not valid for the mitzvah. According to Eliezer, the words kol ezroch teach, g'er shenizgar ben tayim v'katan shenizgadol ben tayim. A non-Jew who converted or a child who turned by mitzvah chalamayin, even though they were not obligated the entire 7 days, they can still fulfill the mitzvah from this point forward. Rabbi Eliezer, who holds Asay Sukkah Haru'i L'Shiva, needs this pasuk to make an exception in this case. However, the Chacham who hold Asay Sukkah B'Chag don't need this pasuk to include these people because they hold Asay Sukkah B'Chol Shemayid, anyone may build a Sukkah on Chol Hamoed. The Gemara now quotes several brises with incidents involving Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, the student of Rabbi Eliezer, came to visit his teacher and spend the first day of Yom Tov with him. When he arrived, Rabbi Eliezer said, Eloi, Eincha Mishayv Seheregel? Eloi, you're not resting on Yom Tov, meaning you're not celebrating properly. Because Rabbi Eliezer says, Mishabech ani es ha'atzlanan, she'en eritin mi batehen beregel, tachsev v'samachta ato v'esecha. I praise the lazy people who don't leave their house on Yom Tov, because the pasuk says, you shall rejoice with your household. The Gemara questions this because we know that a person should visit his Rebbe on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and Yom Tov because the husband of the Shunammis woman wondered why she was going to look for Elisha HaNavi when there wasn't even Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh, implying that during those times someone should go visit their teacher. The Gemara resolves this question and says that the Azul of Asi B'Yayme, if he can go visit his Rebbe and get back the same day, he should go. The Azul of Asi B'Yayme, if he cannot get back the same day, he should not go. Next, the Gemara quotes another brisa involving Rabbi Eliezer as he was visiting Yechnan, the son of Rabbi Eloi, one Shabbos, either in Kisari or Kisarian. The sun was about to shine into the sukkah, and Yechanan asked Rabbi Eliezer if he could spread a sheet to prevent Rabbi Eliezer's discomfort. Is it forbidden because of building on Shabbos? Rabbi Eliezer gave him evasive answers, but did not answer the question because Shloi Amar Davar Shloi Shamim Mipi Rabbi Le'elim. He would never say something that he had not heard from his teacher. During the course of the conversation, the sun began to shine on him, so Yechanan went ahead and spread a sheet over the sukkah. Rabbi Eliezer got up and left the sukkah because, as Rashi says, he didn't want it to appear that he agreed with Yechanan's actions. The Gemara points out that since Rabbi Eliezer holds Ein Yotzei Misukkah L'Sukkah, we can't leave one sukkah for another, this visit cannot have occurred on sukkahs, but must have happened on another Yom Tov, and the sukkah was only used for fresh air. However, the Gemara still wonders how Rabbi Eliezer could leave his family for any Yom Tov, since he praised people for staying with their families. The Gemara concludes that this incident didn't occur during a Yom Tov at all, but on a regular Shabbos.